Now, cancerous colon cells have a distinctive genetic signature which could be used to develop personalised treatments or to identify those at risk of developing the disease. Writing in the journal Science, Case Western Reserve University researcher Peter Scaccheri explains how colon cancer cells from different people and at different stages of the disease all showed certain epigenetic changes. These are alterations in the proteins that bind to and control expression of DNA. So looking at colon cells known as crypt cells, the researchers took samples from healthy volunteers as well as early and late stage tumours and labelled the genetic material with a marker. This allowed them to identify thousands of regions in cancerous cells that are either lost or gained when compared with healthy cells. And in fact, the lost ones instead of the gained ones had a very significant impact on cell function. Epigenetic changes like these have a profound effect on the process of cells becoming cancerous. In all, they actually found that the number of gene enhancers that are modified in the disease state was significantly higher than the number of mutated genes themselves. And importantly, this was less variable from one tumour to the next. Now, colon cancer is linked with diet and obesity. It's one of the most common forms of cancer, certainly one of the biggest killers. And as with all cancers, identifying markers of the disease, especially early on, improves the likelihood of successful treatment. Now, understanding the changes that happen not only to the genes themselves, but also to gene switches and regulators, is a major step in improving treatments.
So they're hoping that looking for these epigenetic changes might be, on one side, a marker for looking for changes in people to see whether these cancerous changes are happening in their colon, but also a potential target for treatments.
Well, yes, it tells us where genes are being turned on or off. So that gives us a target for treatment because we can try and reverse the changes that have happened. But if it is indeed a signature of cancerous cells, then we can look at families of cells and hopefully see when these mutations are building up and try and stop the cancer before it really starts to take hold.